Okay, today is Daf Chaf Vav. Daf Chaf Vav. We're on Daf Chaf Vav. We're at the Mishnah. I believe we're not going to be meeting again. I believe it's 7. The calendar's right there. The calendar on the beam. I believe it's 7:25 p.m. Both days. Yeah, it's nice and late. So
my kids go to sleep.
Couldn't be nap time. Okay, we're up to the Mishnah on Chaf Vav Amar Aleph. Finally, on Daf Chavav, on Daf 26, we start to learn about Rosh Hashanah, right? And the first, Matei, need your help today's Daf, is all about shofar. And the first, what a shofar is. The first Mishnah that we're going to talk about is going to talk about the only mitzvah that the Torah says about Rosh Hashanah, which is to blow a shofar. Interestingly, the Torah never says to blow a shofar Rosh Hashanah. Right? Never says it. All it says is Yom Trua Yiyeh Lochem. What? Trua what? We're going to have Gzeirah Shavuos from Yovel. That means a shofar. But that's not going to happen until later anyway in the week. But just right now like this. Ready? Here we go. Kol HaShofros. All shofros. Says Rashi.
Except for.
1 second. All shofros are kasherim. Chutz Mishal Parah. Except for a cow. Mipnei Shehu Karen, because it's called a Karen. Now, I don't know if a cow has horns, but a bull does. A male cow. I don't know if a female cow has any horns even. Doesn't even have horns, right? Because as you know, the males of every species are better looking than the females, right?
What?
100% true. Beards, horns, extra hair, a mane of a lion, they're all only on the male. Just a fact. Only on the male. What? No, they have more to attract. They have more things on them to make themselves attractive. It's 100% true. So Rashi says, "Kol shofros." Rashi says, "Bein shel ayil, bein shel ya'al." What's Rashi driving at? Whether it's a ram or a ya'al. On Amud Beis, Rashi is going to say that a ya'al is a Steinbeck, which is some kind of deer, which is not domesticated. It's a chaya. It's a overcome base. It's a gigantic colossus there. What's Rashi talking about? You could use a something like that. It's one of these goat mountain goat slash deer. Not right. So that's what Rashi says. Bein shel ayil, bein shel ya'al. I mean, you can't use a cow. As we said, it doesn't mean a cow. It means a male cow, right? How do you know that? K'sherim chutz mishal parah b'neishu karen. That's not a shofar. That's called a car. It's a horn. Amar Biosi, what are you talking about? But lo kol shofar os nikru keren. Every shofar is called a keren. Shnemar it says b'mashoch b'keren hayovel. That pasuk is in Yehoshua when they blew the trumpets. They blew the shofars to knock down the city of Yericho, right? And as Rashi says there, the last Rashi there, v'yovel dichrahu. The word yovel, when it says b'mashoch keren hayovel, when we blew the horn of the yovel, that means when we blew the horn of the ram. So even the ram is called a keren. So what are you telling me that you can't use a cow? So the Gemara says, Shaprik Amar Rav Yosi, that's a pretty good taina. That's a pretty good taina. Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan going to say back? Like this. You ready for this? Kol HaShofros, Ikru Shofar, Ikru Keren. No, every shofar is called both. However, the para of a cow, the Keren Ikri, it's only called a Keren. Shofar Lo Ikri, it's never called a shofar. Never called a shofar, it's not usable. Kedeksiv, like it says, Bechor, Shoro, Hador, Lo, right? The Karne Re'im, Karnov. So it's the same pasuk there that is called a Karen. Rabbi Yossi Amalach, the Para Nami Ikri Shofar. The Para is called a shofar in one place. The cow, his horn, is referred to as a shofar. Where's that? It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Dechsev, it says, this is in Perek Samach, it says, V'titiv l'Hashem mishor par. So at first blush, this pasuk says that Hashem, V'titiv Hashem, it's better for Hashem, mishor par, davening. That davening is better than the korbanos. That's the pashto of the pasuk. Right? V'titiv l'Hashem, it's good for Hashem, mishor par, rather than a shor par. So what does it mean, shor par? What kind of word is that? Shor is an ox, and a par is a bull, im shor lama par, v'im par lama shor. Why are you mentioning both of them? Ella, rather, my shor par, What does that mean? It means me chauffeur. It's a play on words, chauffeur. Right? Well, I was right. Well, I was right. And therefore what? Right? What does it mean? What does it mean, chauffeur? That the davening is better than the sound of a chauffeur, which is what Rosh Hashanah, right? Okay. So what do you see from here? That the a par is called a chauffeur. The play on the words. So the horn of a cow is called a chauffeur. So you see, it's okay. Now, what do the Rabbanan do with this pasuk? They're not going to learn this drasha because they said you're not allowed to use a para, a chauffeur from a para. So what do they do with this pasuk? The Rabbanan, kidder of Masna, they use it as the view of Rav Masna, the Amar of Masna. Rav Masna said this, my shar par. What does it mean, shar par? It means shar, my shar par, shu gadol kipar, that the shar, even on the day it's born, is already fully grown. What day is that? Says Rashi, the famous Rashi. Rashi says something quite controversial here. He says, it's controversial for other things. He says, Biyom Shenik Rashar, on the day that it's called a shar, Hayagadol Kippar, it's already big like a par. What's that? Vzehu Shar Shal Maisha Bereshis. That's the shar of Maisha Bereshis. Shebiyom Shenivra, the day it was created, Nivra Bekomaso. It was created fully grown. Right? Vishar ben yomo kari shar, even a one day old is called a shar. Shinemar shar kesev o eid upar eno nikra ad ben shalosh, but it's not called a par till it's 3 years old. It's the same species, same animal. What's a bull and a ox? Same thing. One's shar is when it's born, and then the par is when it turns three. So Rashi here says that everything in creation was created fully grown. It makes sense, but no one said, doesn't say that in the Torah anywhere. But That has ramifications for other Gemara, you know, other Shavuos night topics about, you know, creation and all those things.
Chicken before the egg.
What?
Chicken before the egg.
What do you mean?
Chicken came before the egg.
Right, exactly. The chicken came before the egg. Right, that's a good point. Right? Okay. So that's one machlokas. One reason why can't you use the horn of a cow? Because it's not called a shofar. That's one pshat. Ula Omar, Hainu Taima, the Rabbanan. There's another reason. Kedrev Chista. Kedrev Chista's vart. Domrev Chista. Mipne ma, ein, korin gadol, nichnas, bibigde, zahav, lefnai, velefnim, lavod avoda. Why couldn't the korin gadol wear gold when he went into the Kodesh Gosham on Yom Kippur? Lefi, she'en kateger, naser satnegar. Because a defense attorney can't be the prosecutor? That's exactly what those words mean. It means, how could you possibly expect to get kapara when you walk in with gold reminding Hashem of the egel? So a cow is an adult egel. How can you possibly use a shofar Rosh Hashanah of a cow and that's going to affect some kind of kapara? How's that possible? Okay? That's what the Gemara says. Now,
that's not good so far.
What? 1 second. The Gemara is going to ask. It's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said because it's not called a shofar. The Mishnah didn't give this reason. So what are you telling me? This is the reason why you can't do it. It's not what the Mishnah didn't give that reason. The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. So before we get to that, Rashi says in the Torah, it's actually in Vayikra, Perek Tes, Pasuk Beis, that the Egel that was brought in the Miluim, for the Shivas Yimei Miluim, or Yom HaShmini, the Egel that was brought that to tell Aharon that Hashem is mechaper on the egel. Bring an egel to be mechaper on the egel. That's what Rashi says in the Torah. Right? So the question is, right? Now, 1 second. But what about the din of Ein Kateger Natzis an Egel? So the Gemara is going to say, let's just continue reading the Gemara, don't get back to this issue. Okay? So the Gemara says, Velo, 1 second. It's not a problem of going into the Kodesh Kedoshim, the par is going to remind Hashem. Vo'ika dam par, but you go in there with the dam of the par in Kippur. Might the Kohen Gadol went in with holding the bowl in there with dam of the par. That's okay. But yeah, hol v'shtani yishtani. Well, it doesn't look like a par. It's blood. That's okay. Everything's going to be okay except for the shofar, right? Vo'ika aron kapar is v'kruv. I had the aron sitting in there. That's made out of gold. The Aron, the Kaporis, the Kruvim, they're all made out of gold. That's okay. So no, Chote Bel Yaakov coming in. No, we're talking about the sinner, not the Aron. Hashem doesn't mind the Aron, he made it. He's talking about the sinner himself. Man, human being walks in. But he walks in with a shovel, holding the Ketores, and that's also made out of gold. It's a whole discussion, which one, are they both? Whatever. So Gemara says, well, Chote Bal Yishnoa coming in. No, we're talking about things you wear. Right? We're talking about things you wear. The Kohen Gadol is going to walk in wearing gold. That's terrible. He's carrying a golden shovel. Bad, big deal. Right? Nothing's a deal except
for... Don't
wear the shovel. What? Ah, the Gemara. Ah, if a big day zav bachutz. Ah, but you wear a big day zav outside. Isn't that a problem? Walking around with gold all day long, the whole year. No, bifnim come in. Why are you talking about inside? Why are you talking about inside? Shofar nami bibachutzu? Shofar's also outside? Right? Shofar's also outside? Nah. Kivendul zikaron hu kibifnim dami. No, since it's for zikaron, it's as if it's inside. You hear? So everything that goes on is okay, but not the shofar. Right? It's as if it's inside. Right? So look at Rashi. The Rashi of...
If it's a zikaron, by definition, it's a zikaron of a
So the truth is, Tosfos sort of alludes to your question. One second. But look at the Rashi of Kivadul Zikaron Ka'asi Kilif Nibdami. Since it's for Zikaron, it's considered inside. Shofar Nami. Afagav, the last baby Shom Chote Bal Yaakov. He's not a Chote. It's not the man wearing anything. He's not bringing anything. The last baby Shom of Chote Bal Yisna. He doesn't wear a shofar. It's as if it's Lifnim. Do you hear this? So Tosfos asks, in the little tiny Tosfos, Kivendul Zikaron Kasi? Tema, one second. Eifod V'choshen Nami L'Zikaron Kasi? Kedetziv B'kra. The Torah says that the Eifod is also for Zikaron. So how can we walk around with the Eifod? It's outside, so what? For Zikaron. Shofar is also outside. Tosfos answers, no. V'yeshon de Shvatim Zikaronim. No, the Zikaron goes on the Shvatim. That it says over there that you're going to wear that it's carved out the names of the Shvatim. And it's a Zikaron for that. Not for the Etem gold. Not for the Etem. Etem what? So what is a Zikaron for Shoshana? What's going on here? Right? It's a difficult Gemara. Because nothing's a problem except Shofar. The gold, the wearing, it's all okay. The walking around the whole year with gold, that's all okay. A shofar, no, because it's a zikaron. I had an eifod, also a zikaron. No, it's a different zikaron. Right? Typical Gemara. So now getting back to Rashi there.
Now, the Gemara just said everything everything else there isn't.
I hear you. What do you mean? You walk around the whole year wearing gold. No, only inside. Shofar's in my shul and woodmere. What's the problem with gold? What's the problem with an eagle? No, because it's like it's inside.
That's why the first principle that you make the.
I hear. It's
the shovel and the arrow. I could have proven that there are other options.
Right. Right. So getting back to the Rashi in Parsha Shmini, how could Rashi says that the eagle is a bedafka, an antidote for the cheta eagle, to bring in the eagle carbon? Well, an enket eagle, not a sin eagle. So the Masha answers, no. That's not a problem because it was bachutz. We just said if it's bachutz, it's okay. That was bachutz. Wasn't in the Kodesh Kedoshah that carbon? It was bachutz. So it says the Aruch Laner. That doesn't make any sense. Because why doesn't it make any sense? Right. So one second. If I'm not allowed to blow shofar, which is not a carbon, it's just a shofar. I'm not allowed to do that because ein kateger nasas an eger. So how on earth can I be makriv an egel, even though it's bachutz? Isn't it worse ein kateger nasas an eger? How can I do that? So the Aruch Laner says like this, which is answers a whole it answers paraduma, all these things. He says like this: We have a din that. How do you know that you're successful in your tshuva? When it's ba'oso makom, ba'oso the same woman or the same McDonald's, the same situation, and you're misgaber. So of course, if the specific purpose of bringing a carbon is to be mechaper on the egel, of course you're going to bring an egel. on the same chance, this time I'm not going to bow down to it. I'm going to bring it as a carbon for Hashem. That makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. When it's an issue of tshuva and kapara, for sure, the same idea is what you have to do. Just like when a person has a person know he's a Baal Tshuva, when he walks by the same McDonald's and doesn't go in, well, till now he couldn't stop himself. And now he stops himself. Right? Going, walking down a kosher restaurant doesn't show you the tshuva. It's when you go back to the same place. So you go back to the same egel that caused your downfall, and now you use it for Hashem, that's for sure the right thing to do. Here, this has nothing to do with the egel. What does that have to do with the egel? Rosh Hashanah, shofar Rosh Hashanah. Nothing to do with that. What does it have to do with? We don't really know why you blow a shofar. Right? The Torah never says why. The Ramah has 10 reasons. Sajigul really has 10 reasons why you blow a shofar. None of them have anything to do with the egel. Nothing to do with that. If that's nothing to do with that, then the Nankatega, that's a Sinegar. That's the best answer I can give you. That's such a bad answer. Right? You hear? Okay. That could be why, by Paraduma also. We say that the mother is there to clean up the baby. That it makes perfect sense. If it's there to clean up the baby, then you dafka use a para. No. When it has to do with tshuva, then of course you use the same animal to show you that now I'm doing it latov. Makes perfect sense.
That's a problem.
Why?
Because in actuality, now you're talking about the circumstances became different. There was much that wasn't around.
So what? It was a huge. It was a huge mistake. It was a big mistake.
They didn't do it as taiva. Because they didn't have any.
There was taiva, no?
What was taiva there?
Wasn't a taiva? No one knows what they even did. Even to this day, we don't really know what they did even, right? But whatever it is, it was some kind of mistake. It was some kind of avera. It was some kind of avera. So the antidote for that, of course, it's always going to be the same thing. Of course, it's going to be an egel apart. But here, it has nothing to do with the egel. It has nothing to do with the egel, so why are you reminding Hashem about it? Don't do that. Right? Don't remind him. That makes it worse. And katega nasis an egel. Okay. Right. So the Gemara here says that the reason why a shofar is a problem, even though it's bachot, is because since it's zikaron, it's kilof nimdami. So this is a good musar for Rosh Hashanah. So it comes out that when you blow shofar for Rosh Hashanah, you're like in the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's a very special thing. So special, you're almost like in the Kodesh Kedoshim, right? It's zikaron. You're having Hashem remind of the whole year and all that, you know, all that comes of being Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin, you're like in the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's a very special thing. Doesn't say that about most things. Right? Doesn't say that about most things. You do this mitzvah like you're in the Kodesh Kedoshim. It says it about shofar. And therefore, you can't blow from a para. It's unbelievable part. It's a good musar part. It's our Erev Shavuot. It's a good musar part for Rosh Hashanah, right? Abaya Amar.
The truth is, you don't go into the Kodesh Kedoshim until you're kippur.
I understand.
Not
Rosh Hashanah. Right. It's ki'ilu. That's a chash of it. It's so special. It's ki'ilu, right. Abaya Amar.
Right. You know, weird reference.
Abaya Amar. No, the Torah says, I skipped?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fatan and Eshu Karen Kamar. What, man? Give me these beautiful, crazy reasons. But that's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said very simple because it's a para. Because it's a Karen. Right. Chadavah Od Kamar. Two reasons. Chadavah, first of all, the Enkatega Nasa Senegaba. Od, Neshu Karen. Second reason, because it's a Karen. Rabbi Yossi Amalach, no. The Kamar, the Enkatega Nasa Senegar. No, that's not a para. He said you're allowed to use a para. I, Enkatega Nasa Senegar. No. Hani Mili Bifnim. That's on the inside. I Shofar Bechutu. It's not here. It's everywhere else. I, the Kamar, the Neshu Karen. I, what about the fact that it's a Karen? Call Shofar's Namiku Karen. Every Shofar is called a Karen. Therefore, the cow is okay. Abai Amar. Hainu Time of Durabanan. Another reason why you can't use a cow. Another reason. Shofar Echad Amar Rahmana. Torah says blow a shofar. Blow Shnayim Vishlosha Shofaris. Not two or three shofars. Now, I'm not sure what this means. Fahapara, given the card Gleedy Gleedy, a cow, the horn of a cow or a bull, is what's Gleedy Gleedy? It's like layered?
Individual shell,
some kind of Mishchezik Shnayim Vishlosha Shofaris. It looks like it's more than one shofar. That's another reason. Aye, Vatana Neshu Karen Kamar. That's not what a Mishnah said. A Mishnah said it's because it's a Karen. Again, Chadavah Od Kamar, two reasons. Chada de shofar echad amar rachmana. V'lo shnayim v'shosh shofaros. V'od, v'nei shu keren. It's two reasons. V'rab yosi amalach, I dekamar de shofar echad amar rachmana v'lo shnayim v'shosh shofaros. I, what about that problem? How could you use a cow? It's layered. Well, tell me it's layered all you want. Kivin de mechabi adadichadu. Fine, at the end of the day, it's one horn. What kind of thing is that? It's layered. I because the Ramat of Neshu Karen. I what about the fact that it's a Karen? Kol shofar is not a Karen. Every shofar is called a Karen. Now, my mashma. How do you know the high yovla lishna dichruhu that the word yovel means ram? How do you know that? We said it by Yehoshua. How do you know that? How does the Gemara know that? The Tanya. I'll tell you how. Amar Be'akiva kishalachti la'arevia. When I went to Arabia, hayikar la'dichra yovla. They call a dichra a ram a yovel. So therefore what? The fact that they do that in Arabia, so what? What does that have to do with me? What? All the time, right? Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kishalachti Lagalia, went into Galia, Hayakar Lanida Galmuda. They call Anida a Galmuda. Why Galmuda? What does that mean? Galmuda ha da mibaila. Stay away. Right? It means stay back. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kishalachti Lafriki, went to Africa, Hayakar in Lamea, Lama Kisita. They call Lama a Kisita. Lamay Naf Kabina, who cares? Leperushe mea kisita, when it says in the Torah that Yaakov bought or planted 100 kisita, daraisa mea danki, it's 100 measures, it's the same thing as a ma. Because in Africa they call it that.
But when do you think he traveled to all these places?
I don't know.
He became 40, then he...
I don't know, he was scholar resident maybe once in Africa, I don't know. They invited the Rekiva to come down for Shabbos.
Nice trip.
Right? Amar Rebbe, kishalach lelakarki hayam, when I went overseas, hayakorin lemachira kira. They called a sale a kira. Mayan afkirita, what's the difference? Leferushe asher karisi li. It says, when Yaakov was telling them, the brothers, don't forget, you better bury me back in Marisa Machpelah, asher karisi li. Papashas, it means which I dug. Now here the Gemara says, it means which I bought. That Yaakov bought the Marisa Machpelah from Esav? Interesting. Amar Bshir Melakish Kishalach L'Tchum Kain Nisharia, and went to that town. Hayakar L'Kala Ninfi. They called a Kala a Ninfi. L'Tarnagal Sich Sechvi. And they called a Tarnagal a Sechvi. L'Kala Yofi Mikra. Is there a pasuk that says that? Yeah. Yifed Nof Misos Kala Aretz. Right? Kala is more beautiful, right? And V'Tarnagal Sechvi. Amar Vihuda. Amar Ravi. Boyzeh. Amar Bshir Melavi. Mikra. Ki Mi Shas. Betuchos. Chachma. Omi. Nasan L'Sechvi. Bina. Mi. Sas. Betuchos. Chachma. Elu Kloyos, those are the kidneys. Oh, me, Nazan Lasechi, Bina, is that Tarnagal? Who gave the Tarnagal Bina to know that in the morning it should make noise? Hashem. Levi, Ikla Lahu Asra, Levi went to a certain town, Asa Gavra Lakame, a guy came, Amale, Kavan Planya, which means the so and so is a Ghana, a Goslin. Lohavi Adamai Kamale, had no idea what that meant. Amal Asa Shal Be Midrasha. He went, what does that mean? What does that word mean? Kava. I don't know what that word means. So, Amalek, Gazan told him it's a Gazan. Amalek, the Ksiv, it says, Hayikva Amalekim, can you steal from Hashem? Amalek, Rava, Mibarnish, Lorvashi, Ihavai Hasam, had I been there, Hava Amina, I would have said, Hechri Kavach, how, Bamei Kavach, in what way, Vamai Kavach, why'd you do that? So, Umameila Hava Yodana, and then I would have known that it means theft. I would have asked questions. In what way is he a kavon? How? Tell me the details. So the Ihu suffered, but he thought this Levi that Milson the Isura Amalei, that it was a question of, he thought it meant that he was someone who was over a riot. So am I gonna ask him, how'd you do it? That's what he thought it was. Well, how'd you do it? Let me hear the details. I'm not asking him that. So he didn't want to say anything. But he wasn't sure what it meant. Right? Okay. Now this is a famous Gemara where there are words that appear in Mishnah that the Chacham didn't know what they meant, and Rebbe's maidservant knew what they meant. Interesting Gemara. So here we go. Lo haver yad the Rabbanan might say Rugin. The Rabbanan didn't know what the word say Rugin meant. It's a Mishnah in Megillah that says that if you read the Megillah say Rugin, which means out of order or in stages. It means in stages. They know what that word meant. So Shemua La'amsa the Bay Rebbe, they once heard the maidservant of Rebbe, this Chazinul Rabbanan David Ailu Piski Piski. She saw the Rabbanan going in piecemeal into the Beis Hamedrash. So Amr Lehu, she said to them, Ad Masayatem Nichnatsin Serugin Serugin, How long are you going to keep on doing this, going in piecemeal? Oh, that's what it means. It means piecemeal. Oh, you can't lay in the Megillah piecemeal. Right? Lo havigad rabban amai chaluglugus. You didn't know what the word chaluglugus meant. Yom echad, one day, Shemuel ha'amasa de be'revi, they heard the maidservant, the chazis lahu gavra, they saw a guy, to come mevader, what does mevader mean?
Scattering.
He was scattering? Yeah, he was scattering par pechine.
Personally,
okay. Amr olay, so she said, ad masai ata mefazer chalug lugugach. How long are you going to scatter that? So, oh, that's what it means. What does that word mean? Lo have a yada rabbanon my salsala.
I'm still don't know what that means.
It's some kind of, they knew what it meant. Now they knew.
Scattering.
It was some herb. Lo have a yada rabbanon my salsala visiromimeka. They didn't know what the word silsal meant. Yom achada, one day Shemir la amsa, the bay Rab Rebbe, she heard Davi Amar Amralu Gavra. She told some guy to have it come a hapech pesare that he was like combing his hair. Amralu, I'm not saying to myself, how long are you gonna be busy combing your hair? Oh man, means combing.
By Yosef?
Yeah, it wasn't by Yosef. I was wondering about that.
Curling,
whatever.
It's the same word by Yosef.
Yeah, I know. That's doesn't say that in the Torah.
Rashi says lunar.
Right. Lo have a yad rabban on my vitetasi b'matata hashmid. Right. You know what does that mean? What do those words mean? What is a matata? So yom achad, one day shemol la'am said to Rebbe, the maidservant of Rebbe heard the havi amris l'chavrei. She said to her friend, shakuli matati. So go get a broom, utata ebesa, and sweep the house. Oh, it means a broom. Lo have a yad rabban on my hashlech al Hashem yahavcha. What does it mean yahavcha? Throw on Hashem Yehovcha. What does that mean? Who he called to lech, he'll sustain you. So Amar Rabba Bar Barchana Yom Achad. One day, Havi Azilna Bahade Hahutaya. I was with this Arab guy. Have Darina Tuna. He was carrying a load. Amali, he told me, Shakol Yehovcha. Take your load, Vishadi Agamloy, and throw it on my camel. Oh, it means a load. No, what it meant. Ah, that's what it means. It means a load. Right. So in the end of Parshas Noach. There's a drasha of Rabbi Yoshua ibn Shuiv, I don't know who that is. He says that what happened was, it was a time in history, in the end of Parshas Noach, when the whole world only spoke Lashon Kodesh. And what happened? Hashem mixed up all the languages.
Right.
And that's right? Hashem mixed up. By the Darach Lada. And Hashem mixed up all the languages. So what does that mean? That Hashem mixed up all the languages? That means that the Jewish people, whoever that was, shame. Avraham Avinu was alive maybe then. They continued to speak Hebrew. But now those people spoke French. And those people spoke German. And those people spoke English. And those people spoke Spanish. Right? Something like that happened. So he explains that all these words somehow got lost in Hebrew and found their way into Arabic and African and all these other languages. So really at root they're Hebrew. It's interesting because otherwise, like, how can what they're doing over there in London have any bearing on me? Oh, because in London they call the collar so and so. So therefore what? Right? So therefore what? So he explains for some reason that word was adopted by the British, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's not a British word or an English word or a Latin word. It's really Hebrew. Now you need someone like Rabbi Akiva to know that. Right, with Amorayim, to know that. Okay. Back to Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow's daf and Thursday's daf, each daf you could spend like 6-7 hours.
We're not
going to
do that.
We're not
going to
do that, no.
But we have the start at 12.
We start at 12. Let me finish
the Shabbos.
I'm in for a few games.
There's a guy at work, he told me that Shavuos night they're learning 5 blot. They're behind 5 blot. They're catching up on Shavuos night.
Like that.
What? I would like to learn a little more in depth. Always rushing, you know? Okay. Shofar shall Rosh Hashanah. The shofar of Rosh Hashanah shall Ya'al. What's a Ya'al? Says Rashi here. Stein book. What's a Stein book? What is that?
It's wild.
Right? So look at the Tosfos says. Well, let me read the first line. Pirish B'Kuntris. Chaya? the Chaya, Kach Shema, the Koran also Steinbuch. Uba Arach Pirish, he Kisba, Nekeva, it's a female goat. Right? Shekorin, Vikarin, Hakisba, Regilios Poshet. It was straight. Right? Interesting.
Well,
so the Tanakhama is going to hold that a shofar shall Rosh Hashanah shall Ya'al. Meaning, it's a whatever animal it is, Poshet. Straight, not curved. Straight horn. Upiv Mitzupe Zahav. And the mouth can be lined with gold. Not on the mouth part, because then there'll be a chatitza, but it could be at the front of it, you'll have to have gold on it. Ushtei chatzotros, this is only in the Beis HaMikdash. Ushtei chatzotros min hatzedadim, and there were two chatzotros, that were one to the right of the guy, one to the left of the blowing shofar. Shofar mayrich, the shofar was longer sound. The chatzotros mikatzros, and the chatzotros were shorter sound. Trumpet. Shemitzvah hayom b'shofar. Because it's a mitzvah hayom to hear the shofar. The Gemara is going to ask tomorrow, but how could you hear two things at the same time? How can I hear a chatzotah and a shofar? It's a mitzvah of shmiyas kol shofar. How's that going to work? So we're going to spend a half a daf tomorrow on that issue.
Now what's the purpose of the
chatzotah? I think it's just to make it like prettier, to make it more accompaniment. Ubitainis, on a tainis, whenever they would blow shofar, right, this doesn't mean on you know Shiva Sabatamit. It means they would have a tainis because of no rain. Ubitainis, b'shel zecharim, on a tainis it would be of a ram, which are kefufim, male ram, which are curved, right? What's the difference if it's straight or curved? What's the difference? What's the difference? The difference is because a curve, we'll see in a minute. No. Does it affect the sound? Nothing to do with that. By the way, something interesting, which there is no definition of what the sound has to sound like. No, I don't mean that. I don't mean if it's a tekiah or a shofar. I don't mean that. I mean, what is it when it comes out of the shofar? What does it sound like?
Yes, it does. You have to call the shofar.
What does that mean?
You can play with the sound.
So you know how sometimes you hear these guys and they're blowing shofar, it sounds like they're dying. Or it sounds like it's like a cow that's dying. That's kosher. Because
that's not the best way of doing it.
Might not be the best way, but is that that's not a good show. That's not a good sound. Is that true? I'm not assuming that it's not broken up. You know, you hear these old timers from blowing and they can't get the sound out. I'm not talking about that. They get the sound out, but it's off key. You know, it's like deeper because they don't know what they're doing. Does that mean it's no good?
No.
No. Not the best way of doing it. Right?
Okay.
When you have an amazing Baal Tokeya, you get very spoiled. You know what I'm saying? You get spoiled, like you can't sit in a shul where they take them a half hour to blow shofar. You know what I'm saying? Upiya metupa. What
do you say? Where do you find those guys?
Yeah.
Where do you find those guys?
Right. Upiya metupa kesef, and the voice is and the mouth is lined with silver. Ushtei chatzosos be'emtza. They also had two chatzosos be'emtza. This is maybe in every shul. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash. Shofar mekatzer v'chatzosos ma'irichos. Here it was all the way around. The chatzosos were ma'irich. Why? Shemitzvah zayom be'chatzosos. The mitzvah was with chatzosos. What are they doing with chatzosos? Basically, it's like just to call everybody to come daven. They're having special davening because you don't have any rain. So it was like a wake-up call to come daven. There's no mitzvah. Right? Correct. So maybe they blew shofar as a zecher, or we're going to see in a minute, it was curved on purpose. Why was it curved? We'll see why. And what? It was a call for the people. That's all it was. Exactly. That's all it was. Show next. Shofar hayovel l'Rosh Hashanah l'tekia u'l'brachos. And by the way, on Yom Kippur, once every 50 years, the yovel, the Yom Kippur of that Yovel, was the same as Rosh Hashanah. Regarding what? Regarding Tekiah and Brachos. What does that mean? Says Rashi, it's up there, way up there. Shofar, Shava Yovel, Rosh Hashanah, Tekiah. Bipshutin, straight shofar. Af agav, the Tekiah, so be Yovel, lo betfila, v'lo lo zikaron. We said, oh, it's exactly like Rosh Hashanah. It's not so simple, says Rashi. It's not a during davening. It wasn't for Zikaron. Ela simin shlichas avadim. It's just to let the slaves know they're free. La shmatas, mechiras, sados, all the fields go back. Afilu hachi ki Rosh Hashanah boi l'navdinan. You do it like Rosh Hashanah. What do I mean like Rosh Hashanah? That it's a straight shofar. The gamrina law l'gzereshava, it's a gzereshava. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, back in the Mishnah. No. Rosh Hashanah token, b'shel zacharim, b'yovlos, b'shel ye'elim. No. On Rosh Hashanah, we would blow a curved chauffeur, and on Yovel, a straight chauffeur. What's that about? Says the Gemara. Amar of Levi, mitzvah shel Rosh Hashanah, b'shel Yom HaKippurim, b'kifufim. It's a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur of Yovel with a curved chauffeur. V'shal kol hashanah b'pshutin, and every other time you're going to blow shofar, you'll see in a minute. Aye, but not shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel yal pashut. Aye, but it's not true. Our Mishnah said you should blow it straight. Yeah, hudar maki aitana. But we're talking about someone else. We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah hayitokin b'shal zacharim v'kafufin. On Rosh Hashanah you blow it curved. Ubi yovlos b'shal ye'elim, and on Yovel you blow it straight. That the shofar is straight. Lame Hilchas a Kribi Yehuda. So why don't you just say we pass on Kribi Yehuda? Because you don't pass on him 100%. E Amar Hilchas a Kribi Yehuda. Have been able to thought afilu shall Yovel nami Kribi Yehuda surely that we even hold like him on Yovel. Kamash Milan. No, we don't hold like him on Yovel. The Maikam Iflugi. What are they arguing about? Mar Savar Kribi Yehuda hold for Rosh Hashanah than a Rosh Hashanah Kama Dekayif Inish Daite Tvei Mali. The more humble you are, the more bent you are, the more curved you are. That's better. That's the Rosh Hashanah. You blow a curved shofar. Yom Kippurim, but it's Yom Kippur. What are you blowing a shofar for in Yom Kippur? On Yovel. To let the slaves know they can go free. So who cares? So, kama, the pashit, inish, daite, tvei mile. The straighter the better. That's all. Umar Savar, and the Tana Kama holds. No. Rosh Hashanah, kama, the pashit, inish, daite, tvei mali. No. Rosh Hashanah, not sure why, but the straighter the better. Ubatinus, and on a tinus, when you mamish need a Yeshua, you need rain, kama dekaya finish, daite tvei mali. The curve, the more curved, the better you are. So really, the reason why the shofar looks that way is it's a reminder that you should look that way. That's the whole thing. You should look that way.
That's
how we pass them like that. We try to, it's all shofars are kosher. They try to use, if you can, use one that's curved.
That's not the case.
No?
Straight shofar.
It's not kosher. Oh, you're not allowed to use it for shofar? It has to be curved? The chachila. What a busy bidi have. It's the only one you have. Right.
He was very clear when he told me not to use it. When I'm a kosher shul.
By the way, if you blow that, does it sound like a shofar that we blow at Rosh Hashanah, or it sounds different?
They all have their own sound.
They all have their own sound, right? It won't sound the same. It's a little bit different, yeah.
It's harder to blow. Different.
Sometimes you go to the coast, that like when a boy's putting on film, yeah. Fire them, and they blow these crazy stuff.
Right. No, those are still the same, those are ramps.
Oh,
they that's ramps.
Uh huh. So those are usually not curved.
No, they are curved.
They are? Oh, those. Oh. They have all different things there.
Right.
Some ramps.
Uh huh. All right.
No, it's from that type of family.
All right, so tomorrow we'll pick up over here at the top of Chazayin Amar Aleph. Everybody have a good day and a good Yontif. Pick up tomorrow.